Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and I am the founder and creator of the Mindful Healing Show and Whispering Energetic Healing. So I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker, and I really work with many individuals with serious and not so serious health issues around the world with Skype and phone. So really, anyone who has access to a computer, you know, they can heal. And for further information as to a healing session, can be obtained on my website, www.whisperingenergetic.ca. So the intent of this radio show is really to explore options for the audiences as to their self-healing and self-empowering people who are looking for choices and options to complement their existing health care. So most of the time, I'll be interviewing, you know, people, practitioners of various modalities and teaching. Tonight, I have the pleasure to be introducing Clara Penner. Now, Clara is an author, speaker, an EFT expert, virtual strategy coach, who works with direct sales representatives to turn their frustration into success. The reason I'm having Clara on tonight, because Clara's going to be talking about how finances affect our health. And then we get into an actual EFT experience, which is a great, great tool to help us deal with stress around money. Now, you may not think that there could be a correlation as to stress and money, but actually there is. And that's what I'm excited to be sharing with you tonight and having Clara share as to her experiences as to money and stress and health. So unless we have our health in order, you know, if there is a financial burden, it can really affect our health. And so there is all of these correlations, again, as to money, health, and stress. So, Clara, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Brenda. I'm looking forward to spending this time with you.
I am, too. I love your EFT work. And I have to ask you, because this show is to really help guide people who are, you know, perhaps in a critical health situation. And there's so many ways and so many avenues that we can look into and really help guide people as to tools that can help them heal in so many levels. So when I talk about, or when I mention health and wealth, what does that bring to your mind?
Well, I'm going to start, Brenda, if that's okay, with a little bit of my story, and then I'm going to get into really why, you know, I can say firsthand, not only even from what I see in my EFT practice, but just from my own personal experience. When I became a mother, I was 23 years old, and my son was born with a chronic illness. And with all chronic illness, that comes a lot of financial heartache. I would say there's a lot of extra expenses. It's very unknown. And you're dealing with not only the stress of actually the chronic illness, but you're also dealing with the financial burdens, and they're very unexpected. And there's just so much on your plate. It's so overwhelming. And this is, you know, why I can say from being 23 years old and having my first child and it being a surprise and a very welcome surprise, but it was a really big challenge. My husband and I were not ready for definitely setting out on this adventure and how much financially stressful it would be. And the stress financially, because you're in such a desperate situation that you're feeling like it's not an option, this is what you need. And it's very stressful, and it does really affect your health. Now, I'm going to fast forward a few years, and between the stress of the illness and the stress of the expense of the illness, and this is a lifelong chronic illness my son has, it did really affect my health, and I did end up getting sick, and it was caused by stress. And it was a really huge correlation, and I think it was a bit of both financially and just the emotion of constantly being in that space of the unknown is really hard. And so I know firsthand from that perspective how desperate you can be, how stressed you are, and it can really take a toll. And I got very, very sick, and I had the onset of Addison's, and it was adrenal fatigue and facial neuralgia. My whole body was shutting down, and it was all caused by stress. And so when it comes to finances and health and stress and health, it's very, very much affecting your body. And I think everybody's been there where you wake up at 3:30 of the night and you're like, how am I going to do this? I mean, the stress has hit, the worry has hit, and you just don't know. You have the sweats. You don't know how you're going to even possibly pay the bills. You're so desperate. You're in a state of absolute panic. And that causes a lot of havoc on your body. Not only can you not look at an opportunity to change that because you're in a constant state of stress, you can't even look at your bills. So because it makes you stressed, it makes you anxious, it makes you just feel all these emotions, and you get very overwhelmed, and your body is just drained. And so
Yes. You
really feel there's no way to even look at it. And EFT doesn't take away the debt, but it makes you be neutral. So you can look at your financial situation, and you can look at, be more open, I guess, to opportunities on how you can make that happen, like how you can change your financial situation. But as long as you're really gripped in that the depths of stress and overwhelm and anxiety, it's really hard to get clarity and a clear focus. And I know that was my experience and many, many of my clients' experience when it comes to finances. I always tell my clients...
Sarah, can I interrupt you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
And just before we get too much further with EFT... can you explain what is EFT for someone who's never heard about it before and how it works and how we're going to use it tonight?
Okay, so EFT is called the Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping, or EFT. And what you do is you have, I'm going to say, if you've never used EFT before and you're not sure, you can always go to my blog at thebigdream.ca, and there's videos on my blog, and I show you how to use the points. So if you're not sure, there's lots of places where you can find that, and that's one of the places. So you tap lightly on certain acupressure points while you're verbalizing, and you don't always have to verbalize, but you tap on the acupressure points, and it really releases that negative energy and brings your emotion level to more neutral so that you can be more clear, and you can release that state of stress and anxiety and really see things differently and be open to change. Does that make sense, Brenda?
Well, it does, and I think for listeners to know that EFT is a very widely accepted healing modality, and it's used now around the world and used in a lot of medical people and teaching the community in disaster zones.
Absolutely.
So it is a fabulous tool. It doesn't require a lot of training to work on yourself. It's wonderful to be working with a coach and a teacher to get going and to get you comfortable with it, but it's a tool that you can pick up and use. So, for example, if you are, I don't know, you're in the hospital and you're waiting to hear from a doctor or nurse or relative that's coming in and you're stressed, this is something that you can literally use lying on your bed. And Claire will get into this, but it's working on your acupuncture meridian points. So you're allowing those energies to release. So this is a tool that, again, Claire will be showing us tonight, how we can actually use it at any point in time and how it's going to bring your stress level right down.
Exactly. And you know, Brenda, the one thing I always tell people is that the great thing about EFT is you don't have to believe in it. You just have to do it. And you don't have to do it for a long period of time. It's so quick and it's so simple. That's one thing I really love about it is you can do it anywhere where you're stressed right in the moment. You can do a tapping round for 30 seconds and you can feel the release of that emotion. It's pretty powerful and it's pretty quick. So it's an amazing, amazing tool for when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or anxious. And it is very well known and it's very well used and it's really easy to pick up the technique. So
okay.
Everybody should have this as a tool in their toolbox for sure.
So that's great. So somebody who wants to know what are those girls talking about, they can actually go to bigdream.ca and Claire will guide you through it. But for tonight, we're going to go through an EFT script and how it does money and health. They are so connected, but we want you to feel it. So you may just sit back and listen to this and see how you're feeling afterwards because we're all affected by the energy. So listen as Claire goes through this. I'm going to be echoing what she says. I'm going to be working on the same acupuncture points that Claire is going to be mentioning. And again, if you need more information, you can go further to her website and talk to her later about that. So that's great, Claire. So yes, I'm anxious. I'm anxious to talk about health and money.
And you know, I'd really like to, before we start the EFT, just go over a couple of questions, because what I really like people to be aware of, and I really think it's an unconscious thing when it comes to our relationship with money and how it's affecting us, I think it's really widely accepted that the stress with the money, and we don't really know that there's another way. And so I really like to go over a few questions just to bring up some, just so people can bring into their conscious what exactly the relationship with money is, because we all think we're open to receiving abundance, but in reality, many people have old programming that's playing and it's blocking the flow of financial abundance. And money has many labels placed on it. Exploring your relationship and attitude around money, it's a huge factor in opening the flow of financial abundance. And so when you're talking about money, what phrases do you commonly use? Others are just lucky, money grows on trees, people with money are material, money equals greed. Just really kind of focus in and think about what are the common phrases that you use when you're talking about money. And whatever it is, unless you're using judgment-free neutral statements, you're linking money with not being positive. And you surely don't want to be that kind of person. Like, if you think that money makes people greedy, unconsciously you're blocking it because you don't want to be greedy. So really understanding how that is, how your unconscious is processing your whole thought about money. And if you, especially if when it comes to health, we have a lot of challenges and it can be really defeating and it can be really stressful. So I think it's really important to really go over our relationship with money and find out where the root of it comes so that we can find a way to deal with it and release the stress so we can become more healthy. And so some of the common questions I ask people are what their judgments about money. Let's say you are going outside, you're mowing your grass, and the neighbor comes home and he's driving a Mercedes-Benz. Are you really grateful for him, or do you think, how did he afford that? He's just, what is your mental dialogue? when something like that happens. Or if you go to a friend, she bought a really expensive purse, and you're like, that's unnecessary, that's wasteful, but you don't need that. What is your inner dialogue around money? The second one I always talk about is we often forget that everybody has a different view about money. So to one person, $100 might be a lot of money, and to the next person, $1,000 might be a lot of money. So it's really important to get a hold of our perspective. I know, you know, even if you relate it to, this is an example, but it's the same as adults, but if you give your child $20 for their allowance, they are over the top thrilled. They think they have so much money because they can go buy all the bag of chips, where to you, $20 would be like, right? The same thing is with each individual, depending on what their raise, what their financial status is at that moment, what their financial income is, that to some people, $1,000 isn't that big of a deal. If they bought a purse for $1,000, they'd be like, what's $1,000? Where to somebody, it'd be like, that is way too much money to be spending on that. You could buy a school in a third world country for that. So really understanding our perspective about money, that everybody's different and that we have to really bring our perspective to neutral so that we're not throwing those judgments on the people when they really don't understand what we're saying because they view money differently. Does that make sense, Brenda, so far?
Well, it does. And again, how that's so connected to our health. When we're in stress, our cortisol levels go right through the roof. And if it's stress as to finances, that does affect our health. And you know, I think a lot of this talk about money is evil, and you know, and it affects us in a way that, well, if maybe it's not a good thing to have money, but if we don't have money, then you know, when hardships do occur, like what happened with you and your family, then it really does create additional stress. So it's interesting how it's not really mentioned too much. I think the correlation, but it is absolutely vital. So I'm looking forward to doing some tapping with you, Clara.
Well, and you know, that is the thing, because when you think about it, and your judgments around money do affect your health because they make you anxious or angry or frustrated. Because when you look at somebody who has something and you are resentful or jealous, that is increasing your stress level and your cortisol level in your body. And so it is affecting your stress level. And if you're continually doing that throughout the day, then you're really, really affecting your health. So that is really the correlation between finances and health that we don't even think of, because we never think about our financial, like our relationship
right.
with money.
And also, there's a direct correlation between our stress levels and our immune system. And
mm-hmm.
our immune system needs to be 100%. And when you are, you know, dealing with some chronic illness that's taking a toll on you, your immune system has to be up as high as possible. So there is a huge correlation. Again, I use the word correlation, but between your health and finances. And it's all connected, you know. So I'm looking forward to doing this and getting into some good tapping with you.
Well, let's do that right now. So we're just going to go into a script. And first, before I go through the script, I'm just going to kind of describe the process for somebody that maybe hasn't done this before. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going to the karate chop point, which is just the side of your hand, just like it says, you know, if you were karate chopping. And you're going to take your other hand and you're going to tap lightly on the side of it. And then we're going to move to the eyebrow point, which is the point right outside of your eyebrow, closest to your nose. And then your side eye, which is right close to your temple. And you're just going to tap lightly there. And then the under the eye, you're going to tap lightly there. And you can just take two and tap lightly. Then under the nose. And then the chin. And that's the chin point is right under the lip. and then the collarbone, which is right by that, you know, knob on the on your collarbone, under your arm, which is about, I'd actually, just if you reach your hand over almost like a monkey would, and tap there, and then the top of your head. And as always, I always ask people before we start to do any EFT that they take 100% responsibility for using EFT in their life and with me in this program. So if everybody's willing to, let's move forward. And starting at the karate chop point, and then just as I'm tapping, you're just going to repeat with me, which Brenda will show you. And but before we start, I want everybody to take an emotion level. An emotion level is a number between 1 and 10, 10 being so anxious, stressed about money that you just can't even stand to hear the word, and 1 being, I'm pretty good. So take a number, because after each round that we tap, we're going to check back into that number, and we're going to watch that it goes down, because it's so subtle sometimes it's hard to see how well it can move through. So, Brenda, if you want to, if we just check in and give ourselves a number.
Well, I have to tell you, what came for me was right in the middle at 5.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's, I would say probably I'll be around a 6. So let's start and go to karate chop point. So even though, and the, sorry, then one thing is the karate chop point I usually do 3 times. So I will repeat it 3 times on the karate chop point. So karate chop point. Even though when I think of my finances, I get so anxious.
Even though when I think of my finances, I get so anxious.
And so overwhelmed.
And so overwhelmed.
I don't even know where to start.
I don't even know where to start.
This feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
This feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
Around my finances.
Around my finances.
Is paralyzing.
Is paralyzing.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
And again, on the karate chop point, even though when I think of my finances,
even though when I think of my finances,
I get so anxious.
I get so anxious.
And so overwhelmed.
And so overwhelmed.
I don't even know where to start.
I don't even know where to start.
This feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
This feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
Around my finances is paralyzing.
Around my finances is paralyzing.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
And back to the karate chop point one more time. Even though when I think of my finances.
Even though when I think of my finances.
So anxious and overwhelmed.
I get so anxious and overwhelmed.
I don't even know where to start.
I don't even know where to start.
This feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
This feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
Around my finances is paralyzing.
Around my finances is paralyzing.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
And on the eyebrow point, I'm afraid to even look at my finances.
I'm afraid to even look at my finances and my bank account every day.
Inside, I get so overwhelmed.
I get so overwhelmed.
And under, I get so anxious.
I get so anxious.
Under the nose, the topic of finances feels uncomfortable.
The topic of finances feels uncomfortable.
In the chin, all the stress in my body around finances.
All the stress in my body around finances.
Collarbone, I feel powerless and I don't know what to do.
I feel powerless and I don't know what to do.
I get jealous and angry when others spend too much money.
I get jealous and angry when others spend too much money.
And your head point, I don't feel it's fair.
I don't feel it's fair.
Eyebrow, I have this fear of my finances.
I've had this fear of my finances.
That others spend away.
Others spend away.
Under I feel they're frivolous.
I feel so frivolous.
Under the nose, I feel others are wasteful.
I feel others are wasteful.
Chin, they should not spend their money on those things.
They should not spend their money on those things.
Collarbone, wealthy people are material.
Wealthy people are material.
Underarm, I sure don't want to be like that.
I sure don't want to be like that.
The head, maybe I'm afraid of being judged that way.
Maybe I'm afraid of being judged that way.
Eyebrow, I need to fit in.
I need to fit in.
But I judge people on the way they choose to spend their money.
I judge people on the way that they choose to spend their money.
Under the nose, sometimes I get jealous.
Sometimes I get jealous.
Under the nose, sometimes I feel they're being wasteful.
Sometimes I feel they're being wasteful.
But it's really not up to me.
But it's really not up to me.
Collarbone, I'm open to giving up my judgments.
I'm open to giving up my judgment.
Under the arm, I don't want to be judged like this.
I don't want to be judged like this.
Head, I'm open to giving up my judgments around money.
I'm open to giving up my judgments around money.
Eyebrow, even though I was taught that money was negative.
Even though I was taught that money was negative.
But I now realize it's neutral.
I now realize it's neutral.
Under that, I forgive my loved ones for teaching me this about money.
I forgive my loved ones for teaching me about this about money.
Under the nose, I understand they did the best they could.
I understand they did the best they could.
Chin, I forgive myself for not seeing this.
I forgive myself for not seeing this.
Collarbone, I forgive money.
I forgive money.
Center, I'm ready to receive prosperity now.
I'm ready to receive prosperity now.
And I'm ready for this new relationship with money.
And I'm ready for this new relationship with money.
Eyebrow, I'm releasing all the stress around money.
I'm releasing all the stress around money.
But I'm releasing all this anxiety around money.
I'm releasing all this anxiety around money.
Under the eye, I'm releasing this overwhelm around money.
I'm releasing this overwhelm around money.
Under the nose, I choose to change this view and pattern around money.
I choose to change this view and pattern around money.
Chin, I choose to stop comparing me to others.
I choose to stop comparing me to others.
Collarbone, I release these negative feelings around money now.
I release these negative feelings around money now.
Under the arm, I release all the self-judgment around money.
I release all the self-judgment around money.
Head, I'm open to seeing a new way to deal with money.
And I'm open to seeing a new way to deal about money.
Eyebrow, I'm excited about my new relationship with money.
I'm excited about my new relationship around money.
Thought I am excited that I'm allowing others to create what they want with money.
I'm excited to allow others to create what they want around money.
Under I, I'm excited that I learned the truth about money.
I'm excited that I learned the truth about money.
Under the nose, I'm going to be open to my new relationship with money.
I'm going to be open to my relationship with money.
And Chin, I'm grateful for what I've learned about money and about me.
I'm grateful what I've learned about money and about me.
Collarbone, I'm creating abundance.
I am creating abundance.
Underarm, I'm grateful for this shift.
I'm grateful for this shift.
And at the head, I am a wealthy person and all is possible.
I'm a wealthy person and all is possible.
Oh, and take a deep breath. And check back into your number between 1 to 10. And has it gone down, Brenda? How did you feel that tapping round was?
really good. I feel more energized, and I just muscle tested, and I'm at an 8. So I definitely feel not as the anxiety's gone down. Yeah, it's definitely gone down. And I love the idea of being open to a new way of relating to money, because I know that money is energy. It's simply an energy of services. So I'm open to that. I'm open to looking at it differently.
And when we really look at the money and we think it's not whatever happened around the money, it's not really the money, it's the situation around the money that's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we can come up with the solution if we can bring that anxiety and that stress level down so we can get some clarity and think about it. And, I mean, not only will it help our health, but it will help us and all our decision-making and our clarity. And, I mean, it's pretty powerful. And if you're still really high in your number, you can always go ahead and do the script again until your number comes down to 1. Sometimes you have to do the tapping down to 1.
I meant to go the other way, which means I confused you. I meant to say that I'm at a 2, not an 8. It didn't increase. My levels went down. So 10 is the highest intensity, and then 0, there's no intensity. So I'm at a 2 out of 10. So sorry for the confusion.
And was there any other emotions, Brenda, that... Thanks for that clarity. I had known what you were talking about, but I think it was very clear so that people didn't say, oh, my gosh, it went up.
Yeah.
I want to undo the tapping. Now, was there another emotion that came up for you around? Because often that will happen as we're unpacking our emotional suitcase, as I call it. So our emotion will change from frustration to, no, I'm sad. Or, you know, was there any other emotions that came up around the money as you were tapping?
Well, memories of my childhood and the family, quote, members that had money and the ones that didn't have money and the judgment at a very young age. And I know that I had made a pact with myself that I did not want to be like that particular person or few people in my family. So I made that decision at a very young age. If that's what it takes to, if that's what it looks like for someone who has money and their behavior, then I don't want to be like that. So actually, it really did bring back memories at a very, very young age that I made that choice, that decision at a subconscious level that, no, if that's their behavior, I do not want to be like that.
Would you be open to doing another EFT round on that because it came up for you and seeing if we could get your number down a little more?
Well, I would, because to be honest, as soon as I'm starting to feel that in my, it's called the solar plexus area, just underneath the, above the navel, and I'm feeling a lot of anxiety in my stomach. So it's been brewing for a long time, and it's obviously come up to the surface today, so that I really want to get rid of this completely. It's been with me my whole life, and it's a belief that I have carried, so I'm really ready to let it go.
And, you know, I think, Brenda, that's so very normal. As we're looking at a relationship with money, we go back and we see usually our opinions and our belief systems were formed at a very early age on what we were taught, and more often than not, it was negative and struggle, and we made our choices long ago, and our unconscious still remembers, like that pact you made with your own self, that I don't want to be that person. And that's just, I mean, no blame, but that has to be one of those things that unconsciously is driving you. So when you allow that belief system to be open to a different way of thinking, that's when you open the door for change. So I would like, what is your emotion level at right now between 1 and 10 when you think about that child?
Yeah, it definitely went up again. So I was at a 2. Now it's bounced back up to about a 6.
And sometimes that will happen. And this is what's really great with working with a practitioner. because they'll be able to say, oh, okay, that's another layer, and then you can clear that layer. And it's just like you said, it's coming up to be cleared. So let's do a round on that back to the EFT. So I formed a decision as a very young child that money was bad.
I formed a decision at a very, as a very young child that money is bad.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though as a young child.
Even though as a young child.
I seen and experienced things that made me think money was bad.
I've seen and experienced things that made me think that money is bad.
I thought it was the money that made them act that way.
I thought it was the money that made them act that way.
And so I decided I don't want to be like that.
So I decided I don't want to be like that.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though my inner child still feels that money can make you bad.
Even though my inner child feels that money can make you bad.
She just doesn't know any different yet.
She just didn't know any different yet.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
And to the eyebrow point, this feeling I have around money.
This feeling that I have around money.
But this feeling my inner child has about money.
This feeling that my inner child has around money.
Under the eye, that money makes you bad.
That money makes you bad.
Under the nose, that money makes you act inappropriately.
The money makes you act inappropriately.
And I don't want to act like that.
I don't want to act like that.
Collarbones, so I sure don't want the money.
Pardon me?
So I sure don't want the money.
I'm sure I don't want the money.
And because that will make me bad.
Because that will make me bad. And sad.
My inner child decided long ago that money made you bad.
My inner child decided long ago that money makes you bad.
And eyebrow. I forgot to tell her I know money's neutral.
I forgot to tell her that I know that money is neutral.
Side eye. So she's been protecting me. She's sticking by her promise.
Sticking by her promise.
And under nose. Because she thinks money is bad.
Because she thinks money is bad.
And I really want to let her know it's not bad.
I really want to let her know it's not bad.
Collarbone. Money doesn't make people mad. Bad.
Money doesn't make people bad.
Underarm. Greed makes people bad.
Greed makes people bad.
Yes. So we don't need to keep the money away to keep us safe.
We don't need to keep the money away to keep us safe.
Eyebrow. I'd invite my inner child to let go of that belief.
I invite my inner child to let go of that belief.
Inside eye, because I know money's neutral.
Because I know money's neutral.
Under eye. And I know that money won't make me bad.
And I know that money won't make me bad.
So she can release this belief.
So she can release this belief.
Chin, I can release this belief.
I can release this belief.
I choose to release this belief now.
I choose to release this belief now.
I'm open to seeing that money is neutral.
I'm open to seeing that money is neutral.
I'm open to releasing all this belief that money makes you bad.
I'm open to releasing all this belief that money makes you bad.
Eyebrow point. Releasing it now.
I'm releasing it now.
Side eye. I'm open to the new belief that money is neutral.
I'm open to the new belief that money is neutral.
Sandra, money is neutral.
Money is neutral.
Under the nose. And I'm safe even if I have money.
And I'm safe even if I have money.
And because I'm an adult now, and I can make my own choices.
And I can make my own journey.
Collarbone. Money is neutral.
Money is neutral.
And I'm excited about my new relationship with money.
I'm excited about my new relationship with money.
And head, my new belief is that money is neutral.
My new belief that money is neutral.
And how do you feel now, Brenda, checking back into your number?
Well, for those that are listening, I actually was doing some yawning, which means I'm releasing. And it wasn't until this second round, Claire, that I was actually really releasing, because I'm actually, maybe you can tell, but I'm talking a little bit slower. I'm more even keel. I do feel like I released quite a bit. It's interesting when you say neutral, because that's how I'm feeling, like it really doesn't have a charge on me one way or the other. It's like, yeah, I'm okay. Like, I'm feeling calm.
And what is your number? It was at a 6. What would you say it's at now, Brenda?
I'm not having any anxiety at all. It's kind of all the way down. Yeah, I know. I'm feeling, like I say, really calm. I don't have any anxiety. That was a big one for me, Clara.
And that's
awesome. I think you hit it on the nail with that one.
And I really think that that's where most of our belief systems are formed when we are children. And we, even though we grow up, we forget that we made pacts with ourselves when we were a kid. And, you know, money is one of those things we need it to survive. And so it can really trigger a lot of fears. It's a big trigger for people. And to really, you need money to feed your family, and you need, but you really, it's not going to help you to be anxious. It's not going to help you to think. It just doesn't help. What helps is gaining that clarity, you know, lowering all your stress levels so that you are able to make better choices. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it affects your health, it affects your relationships, it affects your life. It's really powerful. And, I mean, I think that took us 20 minutes. And, I mean, I know I had some clearing. I would say I was at a 6 when I started, and I really would think I was at a 1 now. And that's pretty powerful in 20 minutes to have that kind of peace. So you can go make...
It is. It is. It's fantastic. And I just love EFT, and I love what you're doing here as a service with people in regards to money, because that's just the reality. We do need money to live. And with the cost of healthcare and for procedures and medications, et cetera, it can really take a toll on it. So I'm thinking that this is a really good route to go, and to bring that stress level right down, and to, you know, being optimistic as to the money flowing in. If it's coming into me right now. You know, I'm a money magnet, and all those tools that I'm sure that you could go through with anyone just to help them learn how to reduce all that anxiety. So, no, I appreciate that. That was actually very, very good.
Awesome. I do love it. I can't, EFT in my life has just, I mean, it's been so helpful, and my whole family uses it, and I have such great results with my clients that no matter what program I'm teaching, I always use EFT, because it's really hard to see possibility and hope in the future when you're caught up in anxiety, overwhelm, and frustration. And I hear this so many times, suck it up. Well, we wouldn't feel that way if we could feel some way different. Nobody enjoys, or most people do not enjoy, feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and sleepless. It's to have the tool. We just don't know how to release those feelings, and it's really awesome to have a release where you can just let it go and breathe. And that's what I feel for EFT has done for me.
And it's recognized so widely, too, and one of the most recognized modalities that I've seen out there and by the medical community. So, again, I would urge anyone who just wants a tool and some guidance and coaching to really look into it. And it's something that you can do on your own, which is very empowering to know that you can, you know, this is one of the tools that you can use to self-heal. Clara, can I ask you, for someone who wants to get in touch with you, perhaps you can just go over your programs and your website and all that kind of information.
Okay, well, this whole tapping script that we did together tonight, I did the one that I have in my free online success space, which is at thebigdream.ca, and you just enter your name and email, and you go to your online personal success space. You have 3 videos with downloadable PDFs, which I walk you through exactly what we went through, except for the addition, of course, Brenda's. The 3 modules are Receiving Abundance, which is the one we did tonight, Dreaming Big, and Clarity, which is a really big one, too. And they're really great. I think they're about... They range between 15 and 20 minute videos, and the PDFs you can just download and you can follow the script and you can watch the video so that you can go through the points with me. So it's a really great starting point. So you can find the information about me at, again, it's called thebigdream.ca. My contact information is there and all my programs are there. So you'll kind of find I have a 30-day tapping challenge, which is really great. I have the Dream Big Elite program there, which you'll find under your online personal success space, and that's 25 modules, just a little more in-depth on receiving abundance, clarity, getting more clients, because I do work a lot with direct sales representatives. And that's a great program. You can check that out. The contact form's there, so if you did want to contact me, you for sure can contact me. And I do every once in a while, as I get room, I will open for personal one-on-one clients. So you can just contact me if you want to be on the waiting list for a one-on-one. For sure, you can contact me there. I know in April, I'll be opening 5 more spots. So that's exciting for one-on-one clients. So,
perfect. Well, thank you personally. And I know that a lot of people could really relate to what we're talking about tonight. And this is why I thought it's absolutely vital and to have on an expert such as yourself, and you are. I've known you for several years now. So I really appreciate that. And people can get in contact with Claire. She's mentioned thebigdream.ca. And just to announce, on the 31st, which is the Monday, March 31st, I'm going to be doing a live healing program. So for anybody that has some recent aches and pains, to come on. And I will be doing some work with the emotion code, body code. It's taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson. So I'm certified in both of those modalities, and you can get clearings on the spot. So if you're dealing with a health crisis, please tune in on March 31st. I'll be sending out information on TalkShoe.com. So thanks, Claire. So thank you once again for joining us tonight and sharing your information, and you're doing a great service.
Thank you so much for having me, Brenda. It's always a pleasure, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Okay, and so I'll say goodnight, everyone, and we'll be talking to you and bringing on a new guest here in the following week. So take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.